Hi, we're at Fast Deli here for the Doug Stephan Show with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and no Doug. We don't know where Doug is. Doug might be out maybe tipping over a few cows, maybe chasing after Charlotte.
Squirrels.
Maybe doing his morning constitutional. I mean, who knows, but we're here.
I love you, Roberta.
What is the big idea here?
Oh, Michael's there, Roberta. You want to open the show? Sure, I'll open the show anytime.
Michael's getting a little frisky there at the helm.
Well, you were gone, boss. Has to work here.
What were you doing?
I was putting together my vitamins for the day. There are people that I know.
I'm sorry, we're taking your vitamin sorting time away.
I have lots of vitamin C and ester C and echinacea and zinc and
so you
all
don't
the
do
things.
That at your desk while you're on the air?
No, I'm busy focused when I'm at my desk in the studio. I'm focused like laser beam on what it is that we're talking about. Who are you again? Oh, that's Roberta Fasinelli.
Roberta Fasinelli here with Jennifer
Horn
and Ken Kessler.
Ken Kessler. Right, very
I always
done.
Think about laser beams when I think about you, sir.
All right. The Morton Steakhouse in downtown Nashville has been embarrassed. Jennifer Horn here with
Nashville.
The late breaking details. Diddle, 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 bulletin, bulletin, bulletin.
It's about time I get my own theme music. This is diddle, really good. Diddle, diddle,
boom,
all
diddle,
right. Breaking news, live on the scene of Nashville, Doug. A Morton Steakhouse has been forced to apologize after one of its waitresses demanded that a man battling cancer remove his hat while out there.
Actually, this isn't funny. This is pretty serious.
This is pretty bad.
This happened these people.
Over the weekend, the guy's name was Robert Chambers, and he took his employees to the steakhouse for a holiday dinner. Nice, right? It's a group of 14.
And by the way,
tab was $2,000.
Yeah, right.
It's a lot. You can't go to Morton's for, you know, on a dinner. It's a nice restaurant. Robert Chambers is undergoing chemotherapy, and he was told he was not allowed to wear a beanie to cover up his head because it violated the restaurant's dress code. And he said he wore the hat to prevent from getting cold, which is a side effect of his treatment. He said he was approached by the manager who told him he should bring a doctor's note or, get this, call ahead so that he could be seated in a private dining area.
For a protest of Morton Steakhouse. This is a national chain, and they are stupid.
This guy took his hat off, but his coworkers quickly came to his defense, and he said ultimately the police were called to deal with the dinner party because the people sitting with him were so upset by the whole thing.
I wouldn't imagine. First of all, did they ask him to take his hat off when he came in?
I think when he sat down, yeah.
Okay. I would have gotten up. Thank you very much. Give me my hat. I'm going across the street to spend $2,000 at another restaurant.
But at the
see
same time,
later.
This guy's probably in an uncomfortable position anyway because he's not feeling great. He's going through chemotherapy. He's trying to have a great time out with his colleagues, with his coworkers, and he doesn't want to make a big deal about it. But geez.
Well, but they posted on Yelp, and this is good. I will never step foot in this restaurant along with anybody else who is in our party.
Mm-hmm.
We'll spread the word of this terrible treatment until an apology is received. Unacceptable to say the least, yes.
Right.
Now, Morton's has gone into crisis control.
Absolutely. They had to apologize for this. They've been all over Twitter and social media offering
a complete and total misunderstanding by the staff.
Right.
That means your training sucks, pal, if they don't get the difference between somebody wearing a cap, a baseball cap in, and a guy who's wearing something to protect his head because he's undergoing chemotherapy. You've got to have a bunch of morons. They haven't been trained properly.
And you can't blame it on a lack of training because this was the manager that came over and asked him to take it off. Okay, maybe a waiter. Maybe a waitress. No, this was the manager.
Our actions were uninformed and our intentions were not malicious. So what? You still allowed the damage to take place, so the damage took place. Now, do you always forgive? See, I'm now into this big forgiveness phase of my life, which I think is important. Forgive and move on. But under the circumstances, I think that they have every right to be upset. They have every right to call attention to this and make other people
aware
of it.
Like, I understand. Okay, so Morton's has a policy about no hats. So, fine. The manager comes over to the guy. He doesn't know he's going through chemotherapy and says, sir, can you please take your hat off?
But then
the guy says, well, hey, I have it on because I'm going through chemotherapy. He should have backed off, said, I'm sorry, sir. You go ahead and keep that on and walked away.
Right.
That was the line. I mean, Morton's can have a policy. It's their prerogative to have that policy. But when you have someone who has a really good reason for it, Come on.
Pretty uninformed. Let's put it that way. I used some harsher words a few minutes ago. Uninformed would be the way that I think you'd describe that. Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Jones is here. The people in Baltimore.
Sorry, what?
See if she's paying attention. The people of Baltimore are upset because in the city, you know, earlier this week I managed to lay on the audience a statistic. Did you know that 30,000 people have been killed by handguns and that sort of violence in our country this year? 30,000 people in America. How can you have a progressive country where 30,000 people are killed by gun violence? And as a matter of fact, in Baltimore, the 200-some-odd people that have been killed this year, most of them black, most of them were... this. I bring it up because Maryland has the toughest gun laws in the state, in the country. So one wonders. I'm not an advocate of either position here in terms of, okay, who's right, the gun control people or the ones who want to curb, gun control, curbing gun ownership rules and regulations of the people who just want to have guns. But, I mean, well, there's got to be something wrong here. If there are 30,000 people killed by handgun violence, and 200 of them are in one city, and most of them are black. And by the way, most of the black crime is committed by other blacks. You know that, right? 96% of all crime committed against blacks is done by other blacks. That's one stat that people don't sort of pursue that. I remember doing a report on it when I was working. Oh, I don't know. As it was the CNBC, when I started that CNBC television thing on the weekend when they first put CNBC on the air. And I had the fellow who had been the deputy chief in Los Angeles, whose daughter was killed by a gang because that's how they moved up the ranks in the gang. I've told that story on the air. I don't know how long it's been since I told it, but I remember this guy. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about, what happened in terms of how, I mean, it doesn't make any difference why somebody's killed. The fact that they're killed, they're murdered. And there's a club. This is really the reason I brought this up, because I thought this was pretty innovative. In Baltimore, the African American Gun Club has been established. It's a social firearms club trying to teach young people different ideas about guns. It is hoped by the founders of this group that's based in a church that it will give youngsters different ideas and will deter them from using these guns and deter them from a life of violence. Because when they start at this age, pretty much it's curtains for the rest of their life. There are 163 members of this club, African American Gun Club. They are known also as the Buffalo Soldiers, which was a cavalry unit of blacks back in the Civil War, the end of the Civil War, and into the 70s, when cavalry was running around the West in the 1870s, 1880s, 1890s. So I just find this to be a pretty interesting way of them dealing with it. There are shooting displays. They teach shooting discipline. They teach how the guns work. They teach how to focus on helping others. There apparently is a deep history of blacks and firearms. And so all these things are taught. And apparently it has had an impact, or they feel like it has to. How could it get any worse? 200 people, I'm sorry. 200 blacks were killed in Baltimore so far this year. I think I said that, though, didn't I? Earlier on in the summer. I just found this to be a novel idea and a great idea. I think it's one to be, I think it's at least important that you know about it. Speaking of guns in big cities and that sort of thing, I find it interesting that the new mayor of New York has brought back William Bratton to be the chief of police.
I miss him in Los Angeles, I'll tell you that.
He is the best police chief that has existed in our modern time. He was, and I know that because he was he started out as a Boston. He's from Boston. Started out as a patrolman in the Boston Police Department. Worked his way up very quickly, and he was the youngest chief of police in the history of the Boston Police Department. He quickly moved up to be commissioner from the chief. Then he moved to New York and worked for Giuliani, who at first thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. But when he actually was doing the good work and taking the credit, or getting the credit, not taking it, but he was getting it, Giuliani got jealous because he's an egomaniac and an outrageous. I mean, Giuliani is just an outrageous piece of dirt in many ways. He fired Bratton. And if you look at the stats when Giuliani was mayor, the crime stats when Bratton was the commissioner and then when he wasn't, I mean, it's like night and day. But Giuliani wanted to get all the credit for cleaning up the city when, in fact, it was Bratton who was doing it. I mean, Bratton was doing it at his behest. Bratton wasn't trying to take the credit. The news media was just giving him the credit.
Right. He is a great police chief, though.
And he went to Los Angeles. Yeah. And Jennifer, tell the story about what he did in L.A.
He cleaned everything up. Gang violence dropped. Violent crime really, really went down in L.A. when he was here. And now we have this new Charlie, our new police guy, and he's just...
awful.
It's bad.
There's
corruption stories again, and there weren't
back
any
to Rampart,
under Bratton. Yeah.
All of that stuff that got cleaned up. So now Bratton gets his second shot at running the New York Police Department, the new mayor, who starts on the 1st of January,
he
right,
He gets
Roberta?
Points with me for doing that. That's a good move.
So he's gone back. He's married to Ricky Kleiman. I don't know if any of you know. I remember Ricky, who also worked here in Boston. She used to be on the radio station that I ran in Boston, and we became friends. She is a hot ticket, I will tell you. And the two of them together are firecrackers. She loves this guy. It's very rare that you see somebody that's as demonstrative, and I don't mean in a kind of weird way. She just loves this guy. And you can see every time she talks about him, every time there's a reference to him, she just beams. And so that's an interesting sort of sidelight to the story of Bill Bratton. Good for him and good for New York. It's 19 after on Good Day.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Vier Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 39 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same day print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardener.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Three at the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for our visit, weekly visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is one of the most preeminent, is that a good word? As a NUCA chiropractor. You like that? Preeminent NUCA chiropractor? That's a very good word. His website is jackstockwell.com. Go there and find his Forbidden Doctor newsletters that have all kinds of information that generally the government doesn't want you to know, conventional medicine doesn't want you to know. Stories in the news, some of the top stories medically speaking this week, Jack. One focuses on the FDA talking about antibacterial soaps and finally saying, hello, they pose health risks. Duh. Really? That's genius on their part, isn't it?
Anytime the FDA comes out with something, I have to sit back, take a couple of deep breaths, and find out what's going on behind the story.
Well, your favorite position when it comes to this is that our immune systems are what keep us from having health problems, and it's all in the gut, and it's the same old thing. I mean, it's a broken record with you, but it's a good broken record in the sense that all this other stuff is nonsense.
Well, it is, and the idea is if we can do what our great-grandparents did, in the sense of personal health concerns, eating good, clean foods, drinking clean water, and making sure that our body's ability to get the waste out of it is operating correctly, you're not going to have any problems.
Yeah.
You know, in our great-grandparents' day, if you survived your birth and you didn't die of TB before you got out of your teens, you'd live to be in your 90s. And the same thing could happen today without drugs. If we would move back towards the kind of diet and lifestyle, that doesn't mean you have to give up technology. I mean, you can still have electricity and internal combustion engines, but we've got to move back to the diet structures that our great-grandparents were able to
enjoy.
Yeah,
but the government is in collusion with all the big drug manufacturers and the big ag. So big ag and the corporations like that that develop the food that's so full of preservatives that makes you sick, and then big pharma can develop drugs to supposedly make you well, and lots of people make lots of money. Hooray.
Well, that's about it. And then the people who control
this. But the public's getting wise to this. They really
I think they are. I think they're starting to smarten up. Yeah. I know a lot of people in my local radio show in the Salt Lake City area are smartening up over this very subject.
The FDA has approved the first device to relieve migraine pain. There were pictures of this all over the Internet yesterday. Millions of people suffer from migraines, and this new device represents a new treatment option for some patients. Now, again, you heard me say that Jack Stockwell was a NUCA chiropractor. You need this device like you need another hole where there already is one, because going to see people like Jack alleviates migraines. Would you like to tell us how you do that versus this device?
Almost, well, it interrupts the pain signal is what the device does.
Yeah.
That's all it does. It doesn't stop the cause. It just interrupts the pain signal. Almost all headache, almost all migraine pain is a structural problem. It's a structural problem that affects the flow of cerebral spinal fluid through the brain. It's a structural problem that just infuriates what are known as the greater and lesser occipital nerves that come out of the top of the neck that go back up through the skull or through the scalp and just radiates pain all through the scalp area that feels like it's inside your head. Once that structure is brought back to a state of balance, it's so easy to get rid of headache and migraine problems. 95% of them are structurally caused because of that misalignment at the top of the neck. 5% are going to have some metabolic or some kind of endocrine problems that might be associated with a female menstrual cycle. But 95% are easily fixed by correcting the structure.
All right, do women who are in menopause have more of a problem when it comes to this sort of thing? Do they have to? Is there more of a worry about this?
Well, not necessarily. If they had a rather good health profile going into menopause, they're probably going to be pretty good coming out of it.
Really?
If they went into it upside down, they're going to come out of it upside down.
What does that mean?
If they're struggling with endocrine balance, if they're having emotional problems, depressive problems, metabolic problems going into menopause, sometimes it can be worse coming out of it on the other side.
What, in 10 years? No.
It can accelerate just by the regular levels of progesterone and estrogen in the system being decreased to a certain degree can actually accentuate certain kinds of other problems because there's so many other aspects of our endocrine system that are involved in that balance, the thyroid, the adrenals, the pancreas, the pituitary. And when any of these endocrine glands get out of balance, it can make any single one of them even worse, especially the ovary.
Really? Yeah. All right, there's some interesting tidbits for info, trying to balance things for you with information from the medical world that comes from all directions. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out jackstockwell.com and his Forbidden Doctor newsletter.
New one today on cold and flu. It's
new
available today.
All right.
Jackstockwell.com.
There you go, 28. It's 29, actually, on Good Day After the Hour.
Pumpkin pie and cranberry bread. We're in holiday heaven eating too much. So why not have just a little taste more? How about a cake pop? I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus. You've seen them, those little cake balls on a stick. I drool every time I look at one. Well, now the woman who invented them, Andrea Smetana, has written a cookbook. I really like the lemon cake pops. You crumple up a cake, mix it with icing until it feels like Play-Doh, roll it into balls, and cram them on sticks. Then you roll them in candy and drizzle icing on the top. What a cool thing to do with a little one. It's mushy, tactile, and colorful, and it has lots of steps. So if the kid gets bored, you can continue later, and it still works out. The cookbook is called Easy as Pie Pops, small in size and huge on flavor and fun. And the recipes don't list calories, so you can happily fool yourself into having just one more. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at...
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Program with Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli. The big stories of the day we have highlighted in the next few minutes, our Dream Big America contest. Then we're going to meet Dr. Gregory Jantz, who runs a place. He's a mental health expert, has written a lot of books, got a nice way about him, runs the center, A Place of Hope, which is aimed at the treatment of depression. This time of year, a lot of people get depressed. So we will have that item of interest. Before we get to our Dream Big America contest, the contestants that are up for your vote this week, I've been talking in the last couple of days about the big medical story of the week, which is that information that came from the FDA about antibacterial soaps. Mm-hmm. The fact that somebody figured out that they don't actually work.
don't forget that vegetables are better for you than multivitamins, too. Yes. That was their other big revelation.
Right. Well, yeah. Isn't that, yeah. Right. So let's see. Comment-wise, this comes from somebody named Zach, who writes, "This is just another blow weapon unleashed on ignorant Americans. They'll sucker you into going to a doctor, the MD, standing for more drugs, with your Obamacare, and give you some more hormones and try to fix you. What Americans should be upset about is the quality of medical care we have to settle for when we submit to this new Affordable Care Act. Just the other day, the CDC director admitted the age of antibiotics is over. They're helping to create super bugs, that is, the antibiotics have. Super bugs are created by their products. It's MD Pharma-based medicine's fault. If they had continued to use cheap colloidal silver, as they did before Rockefeller-backed pharma drug companies patented inferior antibiotics, we wouldn't have superbugs. I've used ionic colloidal silver for years, and I'm still not blue." I think a reference to what happens when you die, right? You turn blue. "In fact, the only real side effect of using colloidal silver is that it actually works. Gives big drug companies less profit, a win-win situation." I had used colloidal silver. I used to get sore throats every once in a while, gargle this stuff, and they were gone immediately. But then I read something about colloidal silver and the impact that it might have on other parts of your system, and I decided not to use it anymore. So I'm just adding that as a, you know, the metal that we get into our system, mostly silver, is what causes Alzheimer's and also causes dementia. The metal from the pots and pans they used to scrape with a steel, you know, use steel wool to clean them, and the filings that were on the bottom of those pans when you cook again,
or even silver spatulas on the bottom of the
pan. Not good. So I don't. I'm sorry, sir. I don't agree with you on your use of colloidal silver, but I will tell you that the essence of what he said about the more doctors and more drugs is it is becoming, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, the hypocrisy here is so steep. When you see who are on the boards of directors of these big companies, these big food companies, Kraft is a great example, the garbage that they make at Kraft and sell, and people buy it, the preservatives and stuff, people get sick. Okay, big pharma comes along and develops some kind of a drug. Look at the board of directors for Kraft, Monsanto, Dow Chemical, and then look over at the board of directors on the big pharmaceutical companies.
I mean, they're all working in money together.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Having said that, let's move on to something that's really good. I'm very, very proud of what we're doing. Adam Taff, who is my partner, and this was on yesterday in the Dream Big America segment as the special judge and counselor. And we were talking on and off the air about, I think it's been 54 or 56 people have been brought to your attention through Dream Big America and our contest every week, which focuses, like Shark Tank does in a sense, on entrepreneurs, people who come up with big new ideas, they need help and support. So we offer at the end of every month $20,000 in promotional prizes that will help get whoever the winner is each month to the next step in their journey to become successful. America is all about these sorts of things. So we had three contestants on yesterday. I want to just give you a minute or two on each one of them, and then you can, the idea here is for you to be moved by their product enough to go to dreambigamerica.us and vote for one of them so they can move along the ladder to success. So Brian McKinnon, let's see here. What order do you have? Do you care, Michael, in which way I present them? I just
First one I have is AB Pathfinder.
All right. So the first one he has is Jeff Blackwood, who runs AB Pathfinder, which is an interesting sort of tool for kids with special needs. Listen to his pitch.
If you go into any therapy center in your town, it'll look a lot like a daycare except for one big difference. You'll see stacks of paper and three-ring binders everywhere. Everything they do is on paper and pencil, and they often find themselves spending more time with paperwork than they're spending with kids. So that's why we created AB Pathfinder. We take all of that therapy process off of paper and put it into software that makes the therapist more productive and effective when they're working with children with autism. We're already seeing great results. In fact, we did a study last year that showed therapists not only cut their administrative time, but children gained skills 20% faster when their teams used AB Pathfinder. Project that out over a lifetime of learning, you can make a real impact for that child.
All right. So that's contestant number one. If you want to vote for him after you listen to the other two, go to you're helping people develop their skills and their businesses, and that's really a very important thing, I think, along with crowdfunding, which is another thing that I support for entrepreneurs. Hopefully we are having an impact. So that was Jeff Blackwood from AB Pathfinder, one of the contestants this week. Contestant number two is David Culpepper from NanoFX, which is another very intriguing way to deal with problems in the environment.
A lot of people don't know this, but all kinds of businesses that deal with cleaning grease or oil, that's from dry cleaners to computer chip manufacturers, use chemicals known as chlorinated solvents. The problem is that when these chemicals, some of which can cause cancer, leak from tanks or pipes, they can sink hundreds of feet below ground and cause a really bad problem by contaminating our clean drinking water. Our company, NanoFX, makes a powder made from sustainable, low-cost sugar and crab shells that, when pumped into a geologic formation, unlike any other product, travel underground to where the contamination is located, stick to it, and break it down into non-toxic byproducts in the ground. This gives us a distinct competitive advantage.
All right. So that is contestant number two. You want to vote for him. After you've heard them all, go to the website for dreambigamerica.us. Final contestant from whom you will hear, Brian McKinnon, who has developed a new sort of ski called Aluma Ski.
Durable, reliable.
reliable and innovative. Only one word can explain the McKenna Marine Aluma Ski. It's unstoppable. Originally built for response and defense, we are now excited to say we are releasing them to the public as the first ever sport utility personal watercraft. The Aluma Ski opens up a whole new world to the operator. Never feel restricted to lakes by a fiberglass jet ski again. An innovative all-aluminum hull design allows this watercraft unlimited access to any kind of water without worry of damage. Whether it be a calm, sunny day at the lake, a relaxing day on the river, an adventurous run in the ocean, or an adrenaline-pumping run through whitewater rapids, this personal watercraft is in a class all its own.
All right, so if you find something intriguing there, we just gave you a little tidbit. You can read all about all three of these companies in detail at dreambigamerica.us. You'll see the pictures and the stories on the homepage at dreambigamerica.us. And then vote for one of them and send them to the finals. Next week, we'll have the three winners from the previous 3 weeks in December. Put them together. The winner gets $20,000 in promotional support from the various sponsors for Dream Big America. That's all at dreambigamerica.us. In a moment, we meet Dr. Gregory Jantz, who has a very interesting and exciting, a compelling story of hope to share with all of us.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
At Sports Authority, find the best holiday gifts for everyone on your list. We have thousands of items on sale now, like 25% off Nike fleece apparel and up to 50% off all treadmills, ellipticals, and exercise bikes. Plus, when you enter our $500,000 gift of sport holiday sweepstakes, you'll have your chance to win hundreds of prizes. Visit sportsauthority.com to enter and see official rules. Shop our great deals in store and online today to see why there's nothing like the gift of sport. Sports Authority, all things sport and good.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, "OnStar, is there an emergency?" As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory is savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Massive, Wisconsin.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Now bringing in Dr. Gregory Jantz, who runs the Center A Place of Hope, his website, aplaceofhope.com. Dr. Jantz is a mental health expert, also has written a number of books, has a radio program, is on television a lot. You see him around because he has a great way about him. I know him through a friend of mine. His style helps to inspire a lot of people who at this time of year especially go down the tubes, go into the dumpster, really break down because they're in all of the excitement, all the fun that we have and you may be having. We all know somebody who isn't getting it for Christmas in one way or another. And the depression problems this time of year, if you can't, let's say you don't have enough money to buy all the presents you want, do those sorts of things, even though that's superficial, there's great anxiety and trauma that present themselves this time of year. Dr. Jantz, you have some insight and maybe some tools to help people do better at this time of year.
Well, yes, absolutely, and it's good to talk to you. This can be a time of challenge. The first thing that comes to my mind is sometimes we go into this, Doug, with a lot of expectations.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, it's got to be the certain way, and maybe it's even an expectation that, you know, I've got to, you know, get certain kind of gifts. And
everything has to be just right. That's
oh,
what
yes.
Right. Everything's
right.
Going to be just right, or it'll be a horrible catastrophe. Aye.
And then the next thing is, we're going to have family over, and it has to be just right. And there's the expectation, but you already know there's going to be issues. But in your mind, you've kind of got this fantasy about how it should be. And you know what? We need to step back from that and be a little more gentle with ourselves and maybe others. But look for those expectations about how realistic is this, and it can create a lot more hurt for you and for other people.
Yeah. Being, I think what I've come around to think this year, especially Dr. Jantz, is that gratitude, understanding, being humbled, if you will, by the blessings that you have, thinking about what's good rather than that which isn't, thinking about what's going on right now. You can't do anything about the past. You don't know what the future is about. So everybody gets themselves all wrapped up in the what ifs and the what was instead of what is.
And it's easy to have, because this is increased time, as you've mentioned, for anxiety and worry. And you know what? That really causes our thinking to create some self-doubt. And so I love this idea that you just talked about, gratitude. In fact, we're going to do something in our family for the first time this year. We're going to take, and in between each gift and take some turns, we're going to actually, and I thought of this just yesterday, we're going to actually say something we're grateful for that is within our family about a family member.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be all about the gifts.
What a great thing. Let's all remember that. Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny and everybody who's listening, when you're having, I'm going to think about this Christmas morning when I'm with my daughter. That's a great place. And that's, I understand listening to you even just for a few minutes how your Place of Hope has been recognized as the number one clinic in America for the treatment of depression. What do you do there that is an adjunct to even the conversation we're having here? What's so special about the treatments that you have?
You know, and this reminds me, Doug, the World Health Organization says that depression will be the number one problem in the world by year 2020. Isn't that amazing?
Awful.
I think that's higher than cancer, heart disease, depression.
Well, depression creates all of those. Stress and depression
create
all those diseases.
And really what I want to say is I believe we've got to deal with the whole person. I mean, our relationships, obviously past traumas, body chemistry, brain chemistry, but be very thorough and complete. And so our philosophy is there's always a missing piece or pieces to the puzzle, and it's rarely a medication, but maybe we're going to need that for a period of time. But we're going to be happy detectives, and we're going to stay with it until we find the missing pieces to the puzzle. And they're always there if we stay long
enough.
You know
what? You have to ask, though. One of the things that's most difficult, I know in some of my friends and relations, that people are proud they don't want to ask for help. Why?
Yeah.
Ask for help. Ask. It's a lesson I've learned. I'd ask for it if I needed it. Fortunately, I don't, but if I did, I would ask. And that's what people need to do. They need to ask for the help. Aplaceofhope.com. Dr. Gregory Jantz runs this center, A Place of Hope. And with his words, you have some hope, perhaps, for a few things that are going on with you during this holiday season.
An easy
e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Unaccompanied Minors, a big movie during the Christmas season of 2006. I don't remember much about that. Chuck Curry, our movie man, what do we need to remember about that movie, Chucker?
Not much. I vaguely remember it being released, but it's not something that really plays on television much, and I couldn't tell you who was the star of it.
Really? I couldn't either, to be honest with you. So, Kenny, can you tell us who the star of it was?
The adult star was Lewis Black.
Oh, really? Now, I find him quite an interesting guy. So, anyway, but he's...
This was... It was mostly kids, though.
Yeah, and I believe he was about as big a box office star as Will Smith and Tom Cruise at the time.
Really?
Good for you, Chuck. Not, okay.
Yeah, we get that. He's associated with The Late Show and
he's
John
funny.
Stewart. Yeah, he is a funny guy. Yeah. Very vulgar, however. 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry is not vulgar, therefore he is here with us on the family-friendly Doug Steffen Good Day program, taking aside whatever it was I said about that group in Russia earlier on this morning. Let's see. Remember the character in the James Bond gold?
You know, you don't have to keep going.
Hey, don't we have a contest here?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
All right, okay, calm down, everybody. Here is we got three audio slices from a movie that was number one during the Christmas season 2006. So see if your memory goes back 7 years to figure out the movie. You'll call us at 888-302-3684. The first person that gets on the air with the right answer who does not have in his closet a previously awarded Doug Steffen Good Day prize will win. Here's the first clue.
I guess I'm the new Christmas guy.
Yeah, I get that. Play it again.
I guess I'm the new Christmas guy.
All right, short. That was a short. That's short, right? Everybody get it? Short? Get it?
I think I got it.
I see what you did.
Yeah.
Okay. Next clue.
How do you feel about the liberal use of mistletoe?
Well, I feel that you should go sparingly around the threshold because that's a cliche.
Might have come from Philadelphia, right, Chucker?
Yes.
888-302-3684. I please myself so much when I
go. You're doing an excellent job dropping this little hint, sir.
After all these years, you still need a pat on the back.
Okay, all right. Calm down, will you please? Last clip.
I'm not going to stop until I have the biggest and brightest light display in the world.
Right.
I really want my house to be seen from space.
Ah, I remember that.
See, that's another one of those Christmas films. Not a great movie, but if it comes on TV, you could certainly watch it.
Yeah, have fun with it. All right, what's the name of the movie? 888-302-3684. Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Cafe Nashville.
Welcome to Cafe Nashville News. I'm Dallas. Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson have reunited in the new Christmas movie, Angel Sing, starring ABC Nashville's Connie Britton and new American Idol judge Harry Connick Jr. Angel Sing was recently judged as family approved for all ages by the prestigious International Dove Foundation. The film received rave reviews in the New York Daily News, which said it was sweet and Christmassy. The Washington Post calls it a sweet-natured ode to Christmas. Angel Sing debuted at South by Southwest with sold-out screenings at the Heartland Film Festival. The movie is in select theaters across the country and is now available on DVD, Blu-ray, and video on demand. Angel Sing is a proud supporter of the Ronald McDonald House Charities. This heartwarming family Christmas comedy is available to consumers just in time for the holidays. The film premiered in theaters and on demand earlier this month. Angel Sing, available on Blu-ray and DVD nationwide. That's Cafe Nashville News. When we know more, so will you.
All right, make sure you're eager to get on here, 888-302-3684. Chucker, quick movie news.
Here's an interesting story, Doug. According to multiple reports, Warner Brothers is actively moving forward with a big-screen version of the 1960 sitcom Gilligan's Island, mm-hmm. using it as a starring vehicle for the Book of Mormon actor Josh Gad. He co-starred in the Anne Hathaway film Love and Other Drugs and has had a bunch of supporting roles in comedies. I'm so-so on his work. I don't think he's the right fit, nor do I think the film would work in 2014. About 25 years ago, Doug, they talked about Rick Moranis playing Gilligan and Brian Dennehy as the skipper. That was perfect casting, I think, would work. But I don't see Gilligan's Island working or people really caring. We'll see.
All right, Jimmy in Maryland, what's the name of that movie?
Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls, Danny DeVito. From 2006.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.